flag ceremony. Thank you.
Thanks for
having you all get to compose yourself for a few minutes. I almost did start crying. I cry well on some times today. Some have told me this before. I cried at the grand opening of Kmart, so. If I cry today, there'll be tears of joy, I promise you. I started this morning by visiting our dear friend Dorothy Rowe. Dorothy's probably in the last chapter of her long life, almost 89 years. 70 of that was spent as dedication to the Department of Defense. Secretary Fanning retired her in November. And I'm reminded, though, for every end, there's a new beginning. Today we start on this new beginning here at the Bureau of Daytona. That is the circle of life. I'm excited, but I know I'm not as excited as Skeeter Rossby, the 56th Fighter Wing Commander. I want to thank you for your words, first of all, and Jen, for your superb leadership these past 2 years, I believe. Speaking of excited, no one can be more excited today than Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Epler, the 61st Top Box Commander. I'm the son of Phil Rand. Phil Rand was a former Top Dog Commander in 1954 to 1957. Jeff, I tell you, my pop was here today. He'd be really proud of you and your team and your fighters of honor as you begin this historic path that you're in the blaze for our United States Air Force. As I did when I was at the opening ceremony or the rollout of this beauty back in December, I was able to thank our West Valley mayors, and I wanted to take that opportunity to do that as well. I particularly want to recognize Charlie Friedrichs and Mayor Scruggs for their Look Forward push, folks. A lot of people are responsible, but we have two folks in our community who really got after it. Did you recognize them? Governor Brewer, to my good friend, Congressman Frank, to our wonderful Undersecretary of the Air Force, Secretary Fanning, serves an honor to be one of you. Thank you for being here. To my friend, Lorraine Martin, who represents Lockheed Martin today for this. Thank you all so much. Governor, it's really great to be back in the West Valley. You know how I feel about Arizona. It means a lot to be here. There are a few states that are more supportive of our men and women who wear the uniform in Arizona. And I know of no place more supportive ever than the West Valley citizens of Arizona. So thank you. To quite a country partnership, I thank you in December. I'll do so again today. To my wingman out there, Lance Hunton, thanks, buddy, for being there, for what you do. You know, I got to do this. I've got three former bosses in the audience, and they're grading me. So I'm going to call out General Howie Chandler, General Norto Norton, Major General Cowboy Newley, and I'll get the report card after I'm done. Sirs, thank you for your continued leadership. You know, they still wear a uniform. It looks different from what they used to wear. They've changed it for a COVID time now, but they're still serving the country. It's great to be with you. I also have to do a shout out to two individuals that helped me tremendously when I was the wing commander here, Brigadier General Browning, one of our true heroes in our Air Force, by the way, a 7-year spent in prison in North Vietnam. I don't know if he's here, I was told he was, but sir, if you're out there, thank you. And my dear friend, Lieutenant General Dick Fathurum. He pinned me on to 1 star. I guess I did okay, Colonel Fathurum. You told me that you were going to, you know, the way we pinned it on is you can take it right through the jungle. Great to see you, sir. Thank you. So those are the thanks I wanted to make. When I was at Lockheed Martin, I was able to have those wonderful guys who wear denims and red shirts that built this airplane. And I called them my airmen that day for what they did. And you know what? This airplane is fantastic, and we want to thank Lockheed Martin for what they've done. Lorraine, this is going to be a long partnership, and we're excited to work with you. But today, I want to thank another group out there, and that's our airmen. I want to thank our airmen, and I'll get off the stage. Today is the day of celebration. This weekend is a weekend of celebration, but on Monday we start work. Okay, we've got a lot of challenges. Let me tell you, there's nothing average or easy about this aircraft. The hardware, the software, the avionics, the sensor integration, you name it, it's all very complex. Probably too complex for an old fighter pilot like me to completely grasp. But I know this, the F-35 Lightning II will deliver warfighting capabilities essential to our security of our nation for decades. And we will maintain our Air Force's ability to deploy lethal force against an array of robust 21st century threats. Folks, here's the truth. This airplane is a warbird, and that's how it will be used. As much as I wish that that wouldn't happen, hack the clock, because our fixers and our flyers are going to train men and women that soon, sooner than later, will be employing this airplane in combat. That's the reality. Let's not forget what they are here to do, what these airmen are here to do. They're here to keep our children and our grandchildren safe. And the F-35 is going to be the platform, the neatest, best machine available to do that. So with my remaining time, if I could, I want to thank those great men and women that are going to fix the flawless airplane. Can you give them a round of applause? God bless you.
Into the next 143 aircraft. Air power has evolved from a PB-38 to an F-16 and every fighter in between. And Luke has evolved with it. What started off as little more than a runway and a handful of buildings to support the training of the 86 Texan in 1941 has grown into an international hub for training for the next generation of fighter pilots.
And that next generation is the F-35 fighter pilot.
Our commitment to you is to deliver the enlightened fuel that we provide to the next generation capabilities, capabilities you need to extend the stealth fighter. When pilots leave here, they will be feared by all, adversaries
who might challenge them anywhere in the world.
Virtually undetected to its enemies, the F-35 will provide the Air Force a decisive edge in the battle. It is an agile, versatile, high-performance, 9G multi-role fighter that provides unmatched capability and unprecedented situational awareness. Its advanced sensor package will gather to distribute more information than any fighter history. Its tremendous processing power, open system architecture, information fusion, and flexible communication links make the F-35 an indispensable force multiplier for homeland defense, joint coalition warfare, and major combat operations. The F-35 brings no parallel performance to any theater and in any conflict against any threat when we most need it. It is truly revolutionary, and while I hope it is never needed for combat, I can take comfort in the knowledge that it will be ready to fight.
And so the men and women of Luke Air Force Base.
General Raymond, when you spoke at our 100th celebration to celebrate the F-35 inauguration, you did address a lot of our fellow employees and call it part of your team. And I will tell you, that team is still talking about that to this day. It meant so much to them. It means so much to me, and it's an honor and responsibility that we do not take lightly.
You can be assured.
To the ending, I'd like to say it is truly a privilege to be here to welcome the first of 144 F-35s to Luke Air Force Base. Thank you,
and as always, the captain said, aim high. Thank you.
Partnerships that are represented here today that I want to speak about in my remaining few minutes. This is about your commitment to move into our Air Force. And this is why your Air Force is so committed to you. There is no stronger community relationship anywhere than exists between Luke and the communities that sit around it. And this relationship isn't lost on us when we decide where to base new aircraft. You should be proud that we become smaller Air Force and divest entire fleets and pull aircraft out of bases around the country. That we're here celebrating today, the first of what will be 144 of the best fighter planes ever produced in the world. For Lockheed Martin and our other future partners, today represents a commitment to collaboration between each and the other. Ours is a team that only gets stronger as we get further into the program. For the foreign Air Forces that are here today, this is a commitment to partnership between our Air Forces. We could not have built this fighter if we didn't do it together. But the 144 F-35 coming to Luke will belong to 8 partner nations, including the United States. This program has been an international endeavor from the ground up, and it is leading to the first international flying training ever. But this eventually means that when an American airman goes out to fly, it could be on an aircraft with a partner nation's tail flash and vice versa. This level of interoperability goes beyond anything we have ever done before. And then for Luke, this is about a commitment to train the world's best fighter pilots. And this mission has had over 70 years, longer than the Air Force even existed. And we continue the original plan, the P-38. And it's only fitting we should continue this mission, Luke, to fight our country. To all of you here today, thank you for what you do to support the program in the United States Air Force. And thank you for getting me out of D.C. when you come home to greet me.
And it has been instrumental in cultivating a positive relationship between the base community
And it really was the core effort that brought it all together. I had the privilege of going to a demonstration flight on one of the F-16 General Greenwood controls. And it was one of the great moments of my life, you might imagine. And when we were over the Goldwater Range, I said, "Well, General, I'd like to go ahead and do a 360 degree move here because I may never get to do that again." And he said, "Are you sure?" And yes, I was, and we did. It was magnificent. But it looks like that might have been prophetic because this aircraft only has one seat. So I probably, given this challenge today, would be relocating to the Bombay Wars if I was going to derive it. And the way the Congress has treated the Air Force in the budget plate, they might have pulled the lever. So I probably won't get a chance to write this one. But I really do want to thank General Greenlow because, of course, now he's a Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, and he has made a profound commitment to human freedom, and he's a friend to human liberty in general. I'd also like to call out a guy named Russell, who's really the one that was charged with putting this all together, making it all happen, talking about the initiative to me. And he has been such a friend of our office and so committed to working with us and helping us talk about training our Air Force and our roles to try to meet the goals of the Air Force. And this is so great in person. He has been a critical component to training the world's greatest F-16 fighter pilots and our crew chiefs while deploying the world's greatest mission ready warfighters. Now again, so many individuals, so many people, so many groups, fighting for partnership, all I can think of many of them in trouble when I start. But there is another group that deserves to be most special and profound recognition. And that is the men and women of the Air Force and the military this country that will wear our uniform. I'm sometimes always amazed that we live and walk in this life of freedom, and we forget that so many men and women have died in our military. And it's easy for us, in a day when our military is so effective and so capable, to forget the sacrifice that they make. And that just reminds all of us that when they do, when we have to fight and conflict and we have freedom in America, that they don't do that because they hate the enemy or because they hate what's wrong. They do that because they love what's behind them, they love this country. And all of us, as the poet said, we sleep safe in our bed at night because global warriors are free. Stand ready to do some life for those who do us harm. And I don't know any more vocal figures in all of human society than those who put themselves more risk for the freedom and liberty of the rest of us. And I know that my 5-year-old twins have a better chance of falling on my liberty because so many of these people that will be unnamed, perhaps, in the annals of history, came and did their best to be committed to the cause of freedom. And I thank them for all of my heart and hope you will do. So finally, I just want to express a word of hope for the Americans in general, all of us, who will be committed to the cause of freedom in America, that we will be an example, hopefully, an excellent freedom all over the world, because as long as America remains a region today, we live in the freest air that I know of on this planet. And that gives hope to every lonely soul across the world that's still in America to live for freedom for self. And so I hope that we do. And we listen carefully now as we talk about, because a lot of times the phrase Cave Tantra is heard on this page. Beware the thunder. But this aircraft is proof that the lightning still lives. And when you hear it roaring over the skies above, remember that is the cause of liberty. That is the sound of your ear there. So God bless you. God bless America. God bless all of you who are here.
Thank you, Congressman Frank. Today we celebrate the unveiling of the F-35A Lightning II, a transformational aircraft, while also remembering our proud heritage and honoring everyone who has worked diligently to make this day a reality. Please direct your attention to the screens for a short and memorable celebration video.
From the very beginnings in 1943, when the heroes of the 56th filled the skies with the debris of enemy aircraft, those veteran pilots for the wide open spaces and named for a local hero. Luke Air Force Base is renowned for training and the community that supports it. It began over 70 years ago with a simple mission: train the world's greatest fighter pilots. Starting with the AT-6 Texan through the Jet Age. That mission brought thousands of young pilots from all around the world, developing their skills in the classroom and over the expansive Sonoran Desert, home to the 56th Fighter Wing, where the pride and talent of diverse support groups and squadrons join to achieve the same standard: deploying mission-ready warfighters. Today, the 56th Fighter Wing and Luke Air Force Base stand ready for a new generation, a new legacy, and a new thunderbolt.
Long been the light of Arizona, and mentally, we're meant to get into the retirees, and that our history of welcoming, serving the nurse, and into the relations until our state. Opposing the military in Arizona also has been a huge tool to our economy, accounting for more than $9 billion a year statewide. So, I'm more than pleased to welcome the person who's been in magnificent. The fifth generation of life to move to aerospace. The F-35 is again an exciting new chapter in the Arizona long and proud support of our military's most important mission to protect and defend this great nation. Congratulations, officers and airmen and women of the Luke. Your state is incredibly proud of you. Keep up the great work, and thank you all so very much.